You're listening to the All Figured Out podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Barr. As a career coach for parents, a mom, an entrepreneur, and someone who spent 10 plus years in the corporate world, I still don't have it all figured out. And maybe you don't either. In this podcast, I'll share tools and strategies that I use with my clients. And in the many areas where I don't have things figured out, I'll be bringing you some amazing guest experts to help us fill in the gaps. So tune in each week as we explore how to make career and life decisions that truly work for you, your family, and your big goals. Let's make moves. Hello, and welcome back to the All Figured Out podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Barr, officially a one-year podcaster. I really can't believe it. I can't believe that it was a year ago that I launched this podcast. I can't believe that I have stayed committed to this for a year. I feel really proud, really excited, and so incredibly appreciative to those of you who have been listening from the start, or if you're just tuning in, thank you. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure, such a treat. And I think I've said this before, but I honestly just love getting to do this. I've had a couple people, rightfully so, ask me, you know, Andrea, what's your plan with this? What's your plan with the podcast? You're spending, you know, time and money on it. And I was like, honestly, if nothing ever monetarily came from this podcast, I honestly think I would still do it because this has been just such a joy to get to, you know, speak and share information for free on topics that I'm really, really passionate about, and just taking the financial barriers away from things like coaching, which can be really, really expensive. And so I've just loved this so much. I really loved getting to share, you know, me going back to school and getting some education and training on the work that I do as a career coach, and then getting to learn alongside with you when I have some badass guests on. I have learned so much from the 20 guests that I have had on this podcast, and it's just been such a joy. I can't believe that I just get to talk to some of the smartest people in the world, and just pick their brain for an hour. Like, how unbelievable is that? It feels very fitting that I am recording this currently on my living room floor. I'm going to take a photo. I'm going to post it on Instagram at Andrea Barr Coaching because it is quite the sight. I've got wet hair. I've got my 6.5-month-old baby right beside me who you might hear from time to time. I have propped my laptop and my microphone up on a shelf that's just above all sorts of weird toys that hopefully won't make noise when we're recording. And this is very fitting because when I launched the podcast 1 year ago today, I was pregnant. I was in my first trimester, and I'm pretty sure Brody was probably the size of a, I don't know, edamame bean or something like that. It's funny that just the way that things worked this week, that I was able to record this quite literally with him still next to me. So he is my co-host, has been from the start. So thank you, Brody, for all your support and heartburn back then. So in reflecting on what's happened this past year, apart from my personal life of having a baby, continuing to run my business. Oh, Brody, do you have something to say? Yeah, he'd like to add that comment, that remark there. Okay, thank you. So when I'm reflecting back on this past year, there's some things that I really want to celebrate, like beating my own inner voice. You know, I've always had this inner voice of telling me that, you know, you really like to launch things, you really like to start, but do you always like to finish or complete things? And hell yeah, I did it. I have had this going and I've stayed consistent for the past year and I've loved every minute of it. And so I'm celebrating that. I am celebrating the thousands of downloads, those of you who've been listening, which has been so humbling and just so honored to be in your ears. I have reached almost every continent last time I checked, which is also quite wild. I think maybe every continent, which is so cool. I have had 20 guests, like I said, on. I've brought my friends on, some of my best friends in the world, and I have met people on the internet and connected with them and said, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? Which has also been... Okay, this is just how this episode is going to go, which has also been really cool. And I've had conversations with a lot of you, you know, in DMs or emails. Some of you have become coaching clients, which has been so, so cool. Okay, that was cute for maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, but yeah, he was ready for his nap. So quiet, peace and quiet. Oh my goodness, what a luxury. So where was I? Yes. I'm going to wrap up my little love fest and say I have had fun doing this. So now I wanted to talk about what it's like to start something from scratch. And if that's you and you are wanting to start something new, take on a whole new world, I just wanted to share some of the wisdom and some of the lessons that I've learned from this past year of starting something totally brand new. I have never done a podcast before. I did musical theater when I was growing up. That's about the extent of and the closest thing I've ever done to something of this nature. I've done, you know, a bit of public speaking, but nothing ever where I'm just solo speaking into a microphone. So it's been a really, really cool journey. And I wanted to share some of the wisdom that I have kind of just gained over the past year. And if you are wanting to start a business, start a charity, you know, find a new career, any of that, here's some things that I have learned along the way. So the first piece here, and you probably saw this coming, is don't wait for perfection. You don't need to buy a million courses. You don't need to be the expert in the world in something. When I'm talking to career coaching clients who want to get into, you know, a new career or a new role, I always tell them you want to have the kind of the foundations of what would make a great person for that role, but by no means do you have to be the expert in the world. I have hired and trained many different people in my life, and I will always, hands down, choose somebody who has emotional intelligence, who I think will be great to work with, who will have a great spirit. I will choose that person over the person who might technically have the experience 1,000 times over. I will always, always, always choose a person based on, I don't want to say a personality hire, but a person who's got the learning spirit, somebody who is willing to learn, who is humble, who is open to, you know, learning how things go. I will always choose that person over the person who might have, you know, wild credentials and experience, but kind of lacking in that department of, do I want to work with them? So just don't wait for perfection. If you want to start a business, you don't need to go get an MBA. You just need to learn some of the foundational pieces of what it will take to do that. You know, chat with an accountant, see what might be required from like the business legal perspective, and then get going, get started. Don't have to wait to buy a $5,000 or $10,000 branding package. Do you have a friend that can make a logo for free? Could you just make a logo on Canva? So whatever it is that you are thinking about doing, mulling it over, I am speaking to you, you right there. I am in your ears. I know there's something that you've been mulling over that you want to do. Let this be your sign to just start, to just go for it. I had a boss once who would always say, I have enough information to be dangerous, or I know enough to be dangerous. And I thought that was so cute. And I'm going to add to that and say, get enough information to be dangerous, but not enough to be a professor. Like, you do not need a PhD in whatever it is that you're going to be going after, whether it's a new job, an entrepreneurial endeavor, wheel pottery, whatever that is, just go for it. Second piece that I've learned is get accountability. And I know that we all know this again, but man, this was a game changer for me. So I actually hired my little sister, who is a former engineer. She has an incredible brain that is very systems oriented. She is always ahead of the curve. She is the kid who was doing her homework like a week ahead of schedule, which was not me. We're so different in so many ways, but I think that's why we get along so well and why we work so well together. So my little sister Mo helped me launch. And without her, I don't know that I would have launched, because we were accountable to one another. I was paying her and she was project managing it for me. So she was asking me, hey, where are you at with this? Okay, this was our deadline for this. Where is that? And man, that accountability really, really helped me. So whether it's a friend or a coworker, a colleague, a peer, somebody who you've always just really connected with on, you know, a personal or professional level, who could be someone that could truly hold you accountable? Or is it a coach? Is it somebody, if you know that you need to spend a little bit of money to be held accountable, because if you're spending money, you feel like, you know, a bit of a financial burden, and it will incentivize you more to actually do the thing, then do it. Hire a mentor, hire a coach, or hire a friend or a family member like I did. The next piece is be humble and be open to the process. So I know, especially as somebody who's probably in their 20s, 30s, 40s, who's I again think that you're probably a high performer in the work that you currently do, or just a high performer in life. You are dialed. I know that about you. It is really hard to start something new. It's really hard to be the new person. It's really hard to be bad at something, or I don't want to say bad at something, because you can't be bad at something that you're only just starting, but someone who has a lot of opportunity, who's not the expert in their field. Just take a deep breath and say, I am open to the process. I am open to being a learner. I'm open to being a beginner again. Put your toddler hat on and just be like, okay, I'm just going to be soaking up the world around me, and it might come with some big feelings, but that's okay. You are not going to master whatever it is that you're out to achieve in a day. So remain consistent. That would be my next piece of advice, is just consistently plug away at it. Set time aside, whatever it is, again, that you're out to achieve, set a bit of time aside to just plug away at it every so often. It's like when you are, you know, learning about like learning theory and how we all learn, and how they always say that when you learn something and then go to sleep, the core memories of what you've learned and like really taking the information in really solidifies when you're sleeping. So remember that. So if you plug away for 5 or 15 minutes a day or whatever it is, 1 minute a day on something new, and then you go to sleep, remember that that's actually really the time that the magic happens. So the next day you've kind of started to solidify that learning, and you're only going to get better and better. But again, it's consistency, which is really important. This next one would be one that you might not be expecting, but I think it's really important to talk about the fact that when you're starting something new, when you might be the beginner in something, just because you are the person who might not have all the experience in the world, it doesn't mean that you have to say yes to everything. So I know that it can be really, really, really hard to say no to an opportunity that might come your way if you feel like there might not be a lot of other opportunities coming. So I'll use an example of, say you're currently a teacher and you want to get into graphic design. And you've gone back to school, you've taken a couple courses, and you're getting into graphic design, and an opportunity comes your way. So you're talking to somebody and they're like, hey, I'd like to hire you for this role as a graphic designer. And you're like, oh my goodness, this is happening. I was a teacher last year, now I'm a graphic designer, and somebody wants to hire me. Oh my goodness. Now, you're talking to the person and they're telling you about the organization, they're telling you about the role, and there's just this feeling that you've got, and you're like, ugh, I don't know if this is right. You're getting kind of a weird vibe from the person, you're getting a weird vibe from the organization. However, you're like, but I'm new, and who am I to say no to this opportunity? If that's you, if you've ever experienced that, you know exactly the ick that I'm talking about. Or if you're, you know, thinking about kind of taking on something new and you experience this, let this be your permission to just pause and really, really think. And one of my favorite questions is asking yourself, if I say yes to this, what am I saying no to? If I say yes to this, what am I saying no to? So if you say yes to an opportunity that's not quite right for you, you're saying no to all the other opportunities that might be coming your way that do feel really right. And I know it's so hard because we all have this scarcity mindset. It's biologically how we're wired. But just take a beat and really, really, really think about things. Sometimes there's situations, especially as working parents, where you're like, this isn't going to be my survival work. Like, I just need this job because I've made a huge career pivot. I'm taking a bit of a financial dip. I get it. I totally, totally, totally get it. But understand where you're coming at it from. So understand that, okay, I'm going to take this job. I'm going to work here for as long as it feels right, you know, right-ish. This is potentially going to be a paycheck. And I know a lot of people don't talk about that. We only talk about like, oh, take the job because you're 100% passionate. It's got to be the right culture. Sometimes we have to take work because we need to pay bills. And just be really, really clear with yourself about, you know, your intention going into the job, and do the best work possible. You know, get a great reference and know that, okay, I might be taking this, it might not be the perfect opportunity for me, but that's okay. Or if you're in a position, you are allowed to say no. Even if you're new, you're allowed to say no. I've had a couple situations recently where this is, you know, different types of opportunities have come up for work and they just haven't been the right time or the right opportunity. And I'm like, oh, but I'm only, you know, 1 or 1.5 years into being a full-time entrepreneur. Who am I to say no? And I'm like, no, if I was giving my own advice to my coaching clients, which I'm not in the business of giving advice, but sometimes I put on a bit of a consulting hat and give a bit of advice. And I would tell myself to really think long and hard before taking an opportunity that didn't feel right. This has also come up with the podcast. There's been a couple people who've reached out who've said, hey, I love your podcast. This is who I am. I'd love to be a guest on your show, yada, yada. And to be honest, it just hasn't felt like the right type of guest. I've really been thinking, I always think about, you know, you, my audience, and what you want to listen to and what information I think that you would really appreciate getting. And there's just sometimes the people aren't the right fit. And again, I could say, oh, but who am I? I've only been in the podcasting world for, you know, under a year. I shouldn't be saying no to guests. Sometimes it can be kind of hard to find and line up a guest, but I don't want to just take quantity over quality. I always want to be bringing people on who I want to learn from, who I think you want to learn from. And so I've given myself permission to say no. And finally, I want to say once again, just start. Just start with one small step. I have a podcast episode coming out next week. I don't want to spoil too much, but she actually my guest makes reference to, you know, if you think a year from now, will I be really happy that I started today? She says it much more eloquently, but I love that. I love thinking about a year from now, from when I'm speaking to you right now, what is it that you will have wished you started today? If you were like, oh my goodness, I want to, you know, if you want to start a podcast, if you're like, wow, if it's a year from now and you're like, wow, I started a year ago. I can't believe I've been doing this for a year. I'm so happy I started. What might be that thing for you? Is it dance lessons? Is it learning a new skill? Is it starting to put the groundwork in for making a bit of a career change in a year's time? Like what might that be for you? So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got a little bit of inspiration for starting or becoming a learner or somebody new or a beginner in something that you've been maybe mulling over for a little bit now. This is your sign, like those TikTok videos or Instagram videos you see that are like, this is your sign to start now. This is your sign to try out something new, start something from scratch, be a learner, be a beginner again. It is so much fun. Highly recommend it. I've had a blast. So again, I want to say thank you for listening this past year. It is, again, it's a treat. It's been a treat and I absolutely love it. And I'm not going anywhere. We're only just getting started. So thank you again. If you love the show, the ways that you can support me are sharing it with a friend. Send one of your favorite episodes to a friend or coworker, or colleague. You can rate and review. It really does help. That's one thing I've learned. Podcasters don't just say that for nothing. It actually really helps if you rate and review the show on whatever podcast platform you listen to. And another way you can support the show is by supporting me and the business that I have as a career coach. So if you are contemplating any sort of life or career transition, I am here for you. I am an International Coach Federation certified coach, and I love helping parents who want to find that elusive balance between work and life and creating a life that has work and life work together. So thank you again for listening. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening. You can access all resources mentioned in this episode via my website, andreabarr.com/podcast. And let's chat on Instagram. I'm at Andrea Barr Coaching, and I reply to every DM I get. If you loved this episode, don't forget to quickly hit that button on your podcast app to give me a 5-star rating and drop in a review. It would truly mean the world. And if you're like me and love to share things that you love, send this episode to a friend who you think would appreciate this topic. Thanks again for listening, and I'll chat with you next week.